come and kids are allowed. I like a place where a Nana can sit on stage and grandbaby walk up and sit with Nana. Then I ain't got to go to the deacon's meeting and listen to a bunch of deacons complain because the kid's on stage. I'm glad I pastor a church that... I shouldn't have said that, should I? I'm glad we ain't in a church like that. I'm glad we ain't at a church where when kids get grunting, people just laugh and they go on. Why? Because we do life together. We do life together. We love one another. You hear that? Is that coping? How precious. Yeah. She'll stand and tell the story one day. They weren't even supposed to have that baby. But God. Sister Laurel, you weren't even supposed to have Willow. But God. Kenzie, you weren't even supposed to have Landry. But God. Baby, we weren't supposed to have Ryder. But God. Sister Caitlin, that little baby girl, but God. This morning, you're not going to walk out of here sad this morning. We're going to walk out of here thanking Jesus for what he does. And I want to go to Acts chapter number 3. Acts chapter number 3. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. Different spirit in here this morning, so we're going to handle things a little different. Acts 3, we're going to read 1 through 8. And the title of my sermon this morning is They Went Up Together. As I started studying this week, I had a sermon prepared that was laid on my heart a certain way. But as I got studying more, the Lord didn't want me to talk so much about the lame man as he wanted me to talk about the togetherness of Peter and John. The togetherness of Peter and John. The impact that Peter and John had when they was together and they wasn't separate. When they was together, when a church gets together, we'll do a whole lot more than we will when we're separate one from another. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 1, they went up together. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being about the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms, and Peter fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Brother J.D., lead us in a word of prayer. Oh God, please. Yes. Yes. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for that prayer, brother. They went up together. I had Brother J.D. to pray there to show the togetherness that we have one with another. And as we come this morning, I want you to get this. Now, Peter and John, they went up together. The Bible says that Peter and John went up together. But I ask you this question this morning that has been really put on my heart this week. What is the big deal, or what is the importance that they went up together. What is the big deal that they went up together? If we're not careful, we'll skip that in the text that they went up together and we'll go on to the lame man. What is the importance that they went up together? I want to give you this. The Bible says that in Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 1, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. They went up together. Number one, this morning I want to show you in the text the reason why we must be together and we must get together when we come to God's house. Number one is this: because we are stronger together. We are stronger together than we are apart as a body of Christ. The Bible says that they went up together in the power of God. As I see this morning, it says, now Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. I see that they are stronger together. Friends and brethren, this morning we are stronger together when we get united and we stay together. The Bible says that they went in the power of God. In Matthew 10, 1, what I just read, they were sent by Jesus Christ and they went in the power of God. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God for the power of God that is in this place. I thank God this morning when I'm weak, I can find a brother that is strong. I thank God this morning that when sisters in this place that they're weak, that they can find other sisters that are strong. The Bible says that they're stronger together. You know what this morning it means? Hey, that God knew what He was doing when He sent them to the temple to pray. He sent them to that place to pray and to ask God to move. This morning I want you to know that they went in the power of God. Hey, but they went to pray to God. Look what He says here. They went at the hour of prayer. They went at the right time. They went at that time that God had sent them there, and they were stronger together when they got there. When we come to this place this morning, we have come for prayer, and we've come to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you this morning, hey, but I feel so much better when I get around men and women of God, people of like mind, and they loving the Lord, and they realize that they're stronger with one another than they are against one another. This morning, I thank God that I pastor a church this morning where there ain't no bickering, and there ain't no complaining, and they're not this group against that group. All I hear in the world that we live in is complaints and bickering on every corner. I thank God this morning, and you ought to thank God that we're members of God's church this morning and that we're stronger together and we're better together. Amen. This morning, if you think that you can do it better on your own, I remind you this morning, that's not of God, that is of Satan this morning. All Satan wants to do is to isolate a man or woman out on an island by themselves. But you know what God said? He said He sent them out two by two. Hey, so they wouldn't be alone. Hey, so they would be together. I thank God this morning that He's put people together in this place. Don't you? Hey, we're stronger together, number one, because the power of God. Matthew 10, 1, the Bible says, and when He had called unto His 12, He gave them power. That's that power that He's given you and I this morning. And He says, it's by the power of God, we're stronger, God. We're stronger together. And the power of God, not only that, but in the prayer of God. When we get together and we unite in prayer, we are stronger together. Hey, but let me give you this. You say, is it really power when two get together and they agree on the same thing? Friends, this morning, I've seen it in my life, and you have too. Hey, and that prayer of agreement. Hey, when you get a brother and two men of God or two women of God together, and they agree on something in the name of Jesus Christ, I've seen it come to pass. I've seen God move on it in a mighty way. Hey, when Peter and John come to this place, I want you to know when they walked in, that lame man didn't know what was before. I'd say to you this morning, when a lost person, a lame person, somebody's looking for something walks into this place, if we're in agreement that God will move in this place, I've got good news that He will move. Amen? He'll move on something. Let me show you this. Not only were they stronger together in the power of God, not only was they stronger together in the prayer of God, but they were stronger together in the promise of God. He promises us things. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 19. You know what? Peter didn't think he was better than John, and John didn't think he was better than Peter. They was on the same page. Amen. Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 19, if you will, if you'll turn with me there, what the Bible says this morning, Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 19, I love this in the Word of God. They're stronger together. When they went up to the temple to pray before they ever met the lame man, they were was already in one accord. They was in unity, and they wanted to see God move. You know what our prayer is here, Brother Jay? Hey, that we see one more person come to meet Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You know what our prayer is here? Lord God, you add to this church as you see fit. Hey, you put in here who you want to be members of this local body. Hey, you put in people in here that's going to get along. Hey, it's going to be in one accord. It ain't going to want it their way, but they're going to want it in God's way. Friends, when we get that attitude and we get that concept in our mind, we are better together than we are apart. Amen? Look what he says this morning in Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 19. This is what Jesus said. He did, and Peter and John, they knew this. Oh, Peter was a loudmouth. Can I get an amen? Oh, Peter was a loudmouth. You know what John was? John was a lover. He laid on the breast of Jesus. And Jesus, he laid there and he loved on Jesus. You know what? Opposites attract. You'd never think, oh, Peter and John be together, would you? There's some people in this room I never thought you and I would get along, but God. Uh-oh. Right? But God. You say, I can never fit in at that church. But God puts it together. You see what I'm saying? But God puts people in your life. And you be looking for them people that God's trying to put in there, just trying to tell you you're stronger together than you are apart. Look what he says. Verse number 19 of Matthew 18, the Bible says, again I say unto you, he said, I've done told you one time, but I'm going to tell you again. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. Listen to me. If two of you agree and touch anything you shall ask. You say, preacher, listen, I believe the word of God is true, don't you? I believe it's infallible and inerrant this morning, and I believe what the Bible says. By the prayer of agreement of faith on something, God will move mountains in our lives. Have you ever felt like your prayer wouldn't get nowhere? And when you'd pray, it just keep hitting a wall. You'd pray, it felt like it didn't get out of the room. But then you called up a brother of Christ, and you say, if you don't mind, will you agree with me on this? If you don't mind, will you get in prayer with me on this? And you and that individual, y'all get to praying, and y'all get asking God to move on something, and it ain't long what you've been praying for. It comes through. You know why? God wants to see us being obedient to one another, but He wants to see us in agreement with one another. If we're not with one another, we cannot walk with one another. And the Bible says this in verse number 19, again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. He said, you get a hold of me the way you need to get a hold of me. I promise you, I'll move like you've never seen. I'll move in your life like you have never seen. And look in verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. In my name. You know what they're fixing to tell that lame man? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. See, they together in his name. He says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Why does mountains move? Why does things move when you agree with a brother or sister in Christ and they start praying with you? Because can I say there's three in agreement? When you and I get in agreement with things of God, that Holy Spirit's there, and that makes three. Where three are gathered together, I am in the midst. Let me show you this in the text this morning. Not only are we stronger together, but let me show you this in the text. When they went up together because they were stronger together. They went up together, number two, because they stayed together. Now that's a word you don't hear much in the world we live in, staying together. Not only did they were stronger together, but as believers they stayed together. They did not leave one another, they stayed together and they stayed true to the course of what God had called them to do. I want to show you this in the text. Look in verse number 1. Now Peter and John. Look in verse number 3. Who seeing Peter and John. Verse number 4, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John. What did they do, preacher? When they agreed on something and they was going to prayer meeting, they agreed that God was going to move and nothing in their life was nothing but about Jesus Christ, and they wanted to see God move in a mighty way. I'd say this morning they were stronger together, but they stayed together, number one, because they was on the same page. They had the same mindset. They had the same page, but they had the same purpose. If you'll turn with me this morning to Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 7, I want to show you this together. Not only was they stronger together, but they stayed together and they finished their course together. Look at Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 7 this morning, talking about staying together. Is there importance of staying together and not leaving? Yes, it is. You stick with that person that God's put in your life. He's put that person there in your life, your prayer partner, for a reason. And look at this morning. Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 7. Not only was they stronger together, but they stayed together. Man, they stayed with the stuff and they stayed together. Look what the Bible says. And he called unto him the 12. He called them 12 disciples and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean spirits. What did he do, preacher? He called them out two by two and he sent them. As Peter and John was going into the temple, he sent them that way. Not only are they stronger together with the power of God, but they stay together when problems arise. When a problems arise in two people's life like that are praying one with another, I want you to know when that problems arise, they don't get out and give up, but they stick with the stuff. Hey, if you get to this point in verse number 2, it said, and there was a certain lame man. He had laid there in that same spot. They would carry him to that temple and they would lay him there. And when Peter and John walked in, I want you to know they seen that lame man laying there. Hey, but they didn't bother what they did just because he was lame and he was begging. The Bible says he'd been there over 40 years. He was over 40 year old and he was lame that way. And when he came to that place, I want you to know that lame man, all he's seen in his life is that it was a problem. Have you ever been around somebody and every time you get around them, everything in their life is a problem? Everything in their life is a problem. Nothing's ever going right. Nothing never can get right. Nothing is never good enough. It's always a problem and they're always begging. Hey, when Peter and John, they seen that, they didn't look at that problem. That lame man, he had laid there. He had had that problem for a long time. That lame man had to be carried. Nothing he could do to help himself. He laid there in a position that was nothing but a problem. And when Peter and John come, they kept doing what God had called them to do. If you're going to be a prayer warrior, God's going to put people that has problems in your path. Amen? Because you've got something to give them. You've got something to give them. I always wonder why people with problems always calls my number. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, can I not just have one of them phone calls where it's like, kind of like the Undertaker back here. They don't call you unless somebody's died, right? Always a problem when the phone call comes. It ain't never good news. Most times it's bad news. But you listen to me, if the power of God's on you, don't you expect it to always be good. You're going to have some problems that's going to come your way. And if this afternoon, this morning, you don't have somebody that's a prayer partner, I'd get me one before I walked out of here this morning. Somebody that I know I could count on. I don't have to say much. All I have to do is send the praying hands and they know to get to praying to God and moving on the situation that's in our life. Let me share this with you. Number one, they're stronger together by the power of God. Number two, they stay together when problems arise. They didn't shake them up. Because I'm going to give you the third thing. Not only was they stronger together, not only did they stay together, but they served together. They served together. If you are born again in this place, you're nothing more than a servant. I don't like to serve, preacher. He's called us to be servants. He's called us to go together and do life together. And this morning, I want to give you this, and I love this about Peter and John, and I love this about this church. I got to brag on y'all. I can't beat you every Sunday. I can't shear you every Sunday. If I shear you every Sunday, hey, it won't be long. You'll be in a quick. It's what I love about this church. We've realized that we're better together. We're better together. Brother Brent nailed me this week. I'm talking about him and Sister Vicky. Sister Vicky didn't say that. She's a gentle one. Brother Brent ain't no giant, by the way. Man, y'all. Woo! Y'all know what? Come on. Hey, it's just an inside joke, you know? Y'all seen that commercial on TV where that girl was watching that ball game? Fish get married and said, anybody object? Said, he's too short. Y'all don't. Y'all watch TV. Y'all watch TV. Anyway, where's going? I know exactly. Now I'm glad you. When he opened his mouth, I knew where I was going. We was out in the parking lot. I'm gonna give you this. We're better together and not apart. I knew men's breakfast this morning was at 7 o'clock, and I knew we was gonna eat breakfast this morning at 7 o'clock, and that's just early on a Sunday morning. I've got, number one, I've got a sermon that I need to touch up on. Number two, I got a newborn that my wife does all the work with, all the taking care of, all the bathing, all the feeding. And me and Brother Brent was standing in the parking lot out there, Kevin and Brother Kevin and Sister Kim done pulled off. And I told Brother Brent, Brother Brent said, hey, by the way, we got men's breakfast Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. And I said, yeah. I said, Brother, but I won't be there. I won't be. I'm going ahead and letting you know right now, I won't be there. Because I got, man, I got a newborn, and my plate is full, and I got a lot going. I won't be there. I need to be there with his mama helping her. And Brother Brent said, in our Monday night classes, this is on excuses, by the way, on Monday nights. He didn't mean nothing by it. He didn't know he said it. Excuses is what Monday nights are about. And love you, brother. You have a good week. And he drove off. And I knew it wasn't Brent Gunner speaking to me. It was the Holy Ghost of heaven speaking to me. I've given you a blessing, and you're going to use it as an excuse? I've blessed you with life? I've blessed you with something that you prayed for, and now you're going to put that before me? Man, I got in that truck, and I was fuming. My neck, I was just fuming. I'm going to put the things of this world before the one that created the world? You flipped the earth upside down and stamped on the bottom said, built by God. Amen? Not by man, but by God. And man, I chewed on that, and I chewed on that all week long, all weekend. When I got up this morning, I didn't come dressed for church. I just threw on some clothes, but I knew I was getting here because I didn't have an excuse. I didn't have a reason not to. And I knew if I could get here, we're better together. And if I stay with the group of men that's at this church that's hungered for God, even though I'm a pastor, I need y'all. I need men of God in this place that step up, that I don't have to call and check on and babysit and take care of. I need men of God that'll stand up to the plate and say, in the name of Jesus, we're going to stand. And I said, who am I to sit home when I got a man of God that's going to be at the house of God doing the things of God? Man, I got up this morning, I come to church, and I sit down back there. And they started feeding my soul with the Spirit. Brother Brad brought the word. Brother Jerry sung. They started feeding my soul. And when I walked out of here, I walked out of here better because we had served together. Not only did we serve with the word, man, not only did we serve with music, but we served each other with food, with fellowship, with what we need as a local body of Christ. Men, I challenge you this morning, get plugged into the local body church. Women, I challenge you, get plugged in to the local body church. You see, when Brother Brent spoke that, I could have took it as Brent Gunner telling me that. And I'd have been offended if I'd have took it as you. But I understood something. That wasn't coming out of his mouth. It was coming from the Holy Spirit of heaven. And folks, this morning, when we get to the place that we realize we're better together than we are apart, and we stay together, we'll serve together like we need to serve. And this morning, I want to tell you I love you so much, and I thank you that you serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I know right now as a pastor, if I can come up with an excuse not to go to church, you can too. Do you hear me? I ain't mad at you. I love you. If I can come up with an excuse, if the devil's giving me one that quick, he'll give you one. I want to show you where serving is where it's at. When you stick together and you stay together, servants where it's at. There's some men in this church and there's some ladies in this church. I want you to know, not one, but everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning, you're amazing. You're amazing. God has used you in a mighty way. I've seen so much growth in this church. I've seen so much what God's done. Are we perfect? No. If this was a perfect church, when I became pastor, it became imperfect. And when Brother J.D. became youth pastor, it became imperfect. That's his mentality. We're not perfect people, but we do serve a perfect God. And we love God and we love people and we want to share that with you. And this morning, I just want to encourage you, let's do life and church together. Last point, serving together. Whew, hallelujah. What they seen as a problem, the lame man seen as a problem, get this, Peter and John seen as a possibility. You got to get around people that don't see everything as a problem, but they see it as a possibility. Not as a problem, but as a possibility for God to show up, for God to show out. Look what he says here, if you will, with me. We're going to close. Verse number 4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. If you're a man or a woman of God and somebody's in need, they ought to be able to look up on you and get Jesus in everything you say. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He said, I don't have everything, but I have the greatest thing you ever need. And his name's Jesus. At the name of Jesus, by no other name under heaven given among men, must be saved than at the name of Jesus. We're trying to give a lost and dying world everything they need, and all they need is Jesus. A hurting church member, we try to give them all they need, but all they need is the name of Jesus. Give them the name of Jesus. And they took him by the right hand. Let me say this. And they took him by the right hand. When I read that, I love this. Come here, Brother Brent. Me and Brother Brent, we brothers, love one another. But it can't just be me and Brent. It can't just be me and him. They reach that man by that right hand. They pull that man up. See, it ain't about just one or two. It's about three, four, five, six, whoever God puts in your path to pull up out of the shape that they're in and help them. He said, and they grabbed him by the right hand, and he leaped up, and his ankle bones gathered strength. I don't know who I'm talking to here this morning. It feels like you can't even walk hardly, but I want you to know this morning what you might see as a problem, us three men sees as a possibility for God to move in your life in a mighty way. You may be seated. Let me show you this in the text. Man, that just, he said, it wasn't about my little group. You know how many churches got little groups? There's nothing to kill a church quicker. You can preach sound doctrine, get you a group in that corner, a group in that corner, it'll kill a whole church. You get you a click here, click there, click back there, it'll kill the whole church. It'll kill them. Peter and John said, we're not going to be that way. Look what he says. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. It ain't about Peter and John no more. It's about him. It's about the next man that's just coming up. You're raising him up. This morning, I want to read to you what I wrote down. And we're going to have time of altar calls. Just need you to get ready. It's what I wrote. And I believe this is where we're at as a pastor, as a church. So we're not like a rotating door, where people come in, get saved, get baptized, and they rotate out and you never see them again. Rotating door. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm... Come on now. They come in, they get saved, they get on fire, and they rotate right back out and they go out the back door, you never see them again. They just keep rotating around. How do you stop that? They and you and I have got to find a prayer partner to hold us accountable, that we don't get mad at, but we know it be a man of God or a woman of God that's telling us the truth. If you go to somebody and they always agree with you, if you got a pity party and you go and you just complain and they go, you're right, you're right, you're right, and they're patting you on, you're right, you're right, you're right, get away from them. If the person you go to says you're always right, get away from them. They're just a me too. Rochelle, you know what a me too dog is, don't you? It ain't no coon dog. It just treats because that other dog's treat. But you get you somebody, when you start trying to tell them, no, that ain't right. I'm going to pray for you that God will get it right. I wrote this down, and I'll share it with you before we have altar call. Better together if we stay together and if we serve together. This morning, the Bible said Peter and John went together to pray. If you have a problem that you need God to touch this morning, only you know. It could be big, it could be small, it could be something that you just can't get through on. Listen to me. Something you just can't get through on. If you have a problem that you need God to touch this morning, if you are a brother, grab you a brother. If you are a sister, grab you a sister. Get in this altar, agree on that in the name of Jesus, and see the possibility that the Jesus Christ of Nazareth will fix your problem this morning. We are stronger together if we stay together and if we serve together. I'll share this with you. You say, do you know what you're talking about, preacher? I know. I know. Me and another gentleman, I will not call his name. He don't want his name called. I will not call it. Me and another gentleman, I had a thing going on, and I called him. I said, will you come to my home? Yes, he came to my home. I said, we need to pray. We didn't read the Bible. We didn't talk about politics, football, no, we prayed. We got down, on our knees on a concrete floor. You ever got on your knees on concrete for about an hour? If God ain't there, you won't stay. Your knees will be hurting, you'll get up. If God's not there, you won't stay. Me, I'm talking about if you were just, if you get that place where you say, I'm better together if I'm with somebody. If I stay with it and I stick with it, let God move on this, he's gonna help me. We got down there in that floor of that shop and we got to praying. And we'd stayed there a long, I didn't know how long, but a long time. And when we got done praying, we looked up and there stood my daughter. And I turned around and I said, baby, how long have you been there? Well, I got out of school early. I've been there a pretty good long time. I said, baby, why didn't you interrupt us? She said, well, y'all was talking to God. I said, well, you could. She said, no, I just stood right here and I just started praying too. Listen to me. Please don't miss this. The Bible said, if we're two or three are gathered together in my name, me and this mighty man of God that I'm telling you about was on our knees praying. We had no idea that we needed a 16-year-old child to come up and get an agreement with us. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be in the midst. We didn't know she'd walked up, but I can tell you this on the authority of God's word, that he answered that prayer that we was praying. Amen. Who give glory? That man of God, you or that girl? I don't know, but I know this. I give God all the glory. When she walked up, she had no clue that we was holding God to his word. And this morning, I don't know who I'm talking to that has no clue that if you had grabbed somebody and get in this altar as Peter and John did, get somebody that would pray with you on a problem, get in that altar, and I'm talking about pray about that thing. Get together on it. You got to tell them everything's going on. No, just I got a problem. I need you to pray in the name of Jesus. Agree with me. Let that person get in that altar and touch it and agree on that. And I promise you this in Jesus' name. He'll answer that prayer in your life. When I preached this, I was going to preach on the lame man, but I think it's more important God laid on my heart that we need to get together, we need to stick together, we need to stay together, and we need to serve together. And we'll be able to tell the whole world that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There's some of you in here this morning, you need to see miracles. Your faith done got weak, your spirit's done got low, and you need to see miracles. How you know, preacher, been there, done that. I need to see God, what I've been praying for, God, I need to see you move on it. I'm tired of dealing with this. I am tired. I can't deal with it no more. I've prayed out. Have you ever done that? Then you get in an altar and you get an agreement and God will move on that. If that's you this morning, I would ask you to come to this altar. If God's moving on you, something you've been dealing with, that you'll be able to stand and you'll be able to say that God met my needs when I stayed together, not separate. But when I got together and I honored his word. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for your word. Father, I thank you that they stuck together. They didn't separate. They stayed together, Father. Father, I thank you that this church is stronger together than we are separate. Lord God, we're stronger together. And Lord God, we're so much stronger when we're together and we let you be our leader and you be our guide. Lord, just as Brother Brent spoke this week, I have no excuse. Not one. No excuse. And Father, if I'm talking to somebody this morning that's been putting excuses ahead of trying to be together and being in unity, whoever I'm talking to, Lord God, I pray you move on their heart. If they be a brother, they grab a brother by the hand, they get in the altar and they get praying about something. And if they be a sister, they grab a sister and get in the altar. Lord, your word says in Galatians 6:1, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual restore. Lord, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning that needs to be restored, but I pray you'd restore them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. I ask you to stand.